From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. UN investigators are calling for the prosecution of the perpetrators of crimes against civilians in Syria's long-running war. From Geneva, correspondent Lisa Schlein reports on the latest documents submitted to the UN Human Rights Council by the International Commission of Inquiry on Syria, which documents multiple atrocities and gross violations committed by all sides in the conflict.
The Commission of Inquiry has run out of patience with UN member states it accuses of having done little to hold perpetrators of crimes in Syria accountable. Commission Chair Sergio Pinheiro calls the deadlock at the Security Council on Syria after 6 years of war reprehensible and at times bewildering. He tells delegates at the UN Human Rights Council that civilians continue to be deliberately attacked, deprived of humanitarian aid, forcibly displaced and arbitrarily detained, or held hostage by all warring parties.
In several instances, government forces used chemical weapons against civilians in opposition-held areas, including in Khan Sheikhoun, Idlib, on 4th April.
These charges elicited a hostile and angry reply from Syrian Ambassador Hussam Aden Allah, who accused the commissioners of using fabricated, biased information from unreliable sources. He called the assertion his government used chemical weapons a pack of lies. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
Thousands of protesters from an Islamist coalition party in Bangladesh demonstrated Monday against the government of Myanmar for not establishing rights for Rohingya Muslims in Rakhine State. About a million Rohingya lived in the state until the recent violence. This is VOA News.